Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the Taiwan Mobile 2007 third quarter conference call. At this time, all the participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Instructions will be provided at that time. If any participant requires operator assistance at any time, please press star followed by the zero on your telephone. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Harvey Chang. Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our quarterly conference call. Today, I think we still going to give you a quick update of our third quarter and the year-to-date results. Then, I think Rosie will talk a little bit about fourth quarter and full year forecast revision. Then we'll also give you some updates on some of the events that we're gonna concern about. First thing, let's take a look at our last quarter's results. Compared to last quarter, second quarter 2007, we posted a 6% growth in revenue and 2% growth in EBIT. Our third quarter mobile service revenue grew by 1% on year-over-year basis, credited to increase in the middle of use, prepaid business, and value-added services. The 16% year-over-year growth in fixed line revenues came from 9% and the 36% increase on year-over-year basis in voice and the data revenue services, respectively in third quarter 2007. As to our MSO's revenue growth momentum remained quite healthy and at 9% on year-over-year, attributed to a 5% addition in total number of subscribers and the rising of broadband revenue. In terms of our profitability, our mobile's EBITDA margin increased than a year ago due to a better bad debt control. Our fixed line business saw continuous EBITDA margin expansion in third quarter, both on a quarter-over-quarter as well as year-over-year basis. This increase was attributable to a better product mix, lower marketing spending, and better G&A expense control. As to the cable business, the EBITDA margin in third quarter 2007 was slightly lower than the second quarter, mainly due to a one-off adjustment in the second quarter and continued rise in marketing expense. That has been said, the EBITDA margin still show a healthy 5%. The EBITDA numbers still show a healthy 5% year-over-year increase in third quarter. Our EBIT for both mobile and the cable business had good year-over-year growth in the third quarter. Our fixed line business turned around from negative operating profit to a positive operating profit during this period. If we compare our actual number to our forecast, our third quarter revenue reached 102% of the forecast, attributed to better than expected operating results as well as 226 million settlement that received from Chunghwa Telecom, aided by better than expected G&A expense control. The EBIT was higher than the guidance by 11%. The recurring pre-tax income in third quarter grew 7% from a year ago. Nevertheless, the rising corporate tax rate in 2007 lead to a 69% year-over-year increase in income tax in third quarter and a lower net profit. Despite we have pulled in around 439 million of fourth quarter's asset write-off into third quarter, our net income came in on target and reached 103% of the guidance. On year-to-date basis, year-to-third quarter result has shown that we're still able to grow our mobile EBITDA and EBIT in a saturated market. For the same period, the fixed line operating loss was substantially reduced by 88% due to better product mix, lower personnel, and the depreciation expense. Our cable TV business registered a healthy 9% rise in both revenue and EBITDA and a 17% increase in EBIT. With the contribution of fixed line and cable business, our first three quarter revenue reached 49 billion and the EBITDA of 22.8 billion compared to 44 billion revenue and 20 billion EBITDA for the same period of last year, when we operate as a pure mobile player. As mobile remains the main revenue and the EBITDA contributor, I will have a quick overview of this division's business result in third quarter. Our third quarter mobile revenue on year-over-year basis grew by 1% and gained more market share at the expense of our closest competitor. And this was aided by first, the increasing minute of use, and second, 22% prepaid revenue growth, and thirdly, a 26% rise in value-added services revenue. Taiwan Mobile posted an accelerated growth in value-added services on a year-over-year basis, which was higher than industry average during the past quarter. This is attributable to strong mobile internet revenue increase from more than the triple adoption rate of our cash data package and more game and music downloads. And with that as a business performance background, I'll turn the mic over to Rosie.
I'll talk about the balance sheet in greater detail. At the end of the third quarter this year, we have 11.6 billion cash on hand, which we reserve mainly for accumulating our stake in TFN to 100% and repayment of cable loan in the fourth quarter. Plant property equipment balance at the end of third quarter was down by 0.75 billion from the previous quarter, as 2G assets write-offs and depreciation charge was higher than new 3G equipment purchased in the quarter. After we paid out the cash dividend in third quarter 07, other current liability dropped sequentially by roughly 10 billion. And despite the current ratio of 51%, our interest coverage was at 25 times, and net debt to EBITDA was at a healthy level of 1.1 times. Let's now turn to cash flow analysis. Adjusting for the one-off, including liquidating money market instruments of 7.9 billion, and payment of annual corporate tax of 2 billion roughly in the second quarter, our third quarter operating cash flow rose sequentially. The divestment of some Fubon financial holdings generated about half a billion cash for investment cash flow. Besides cash capex of 2 billion, we spent 867 million to increase our Taiwan fixed network holdings from 84.6% at the end of second quarter to 86.2% currently, and another 789 million to acquire 52% stake in Taiwan Telecommunication Network Services (TTN) during the quarter. The financing cash flow, the 9.8 billion cash outlay for dividend payment drew down our cash balance despite 3.3 billion cash inflows from rising borrowings in the third quarter. And year to third quarter, mobile, fixed line, and cable MSO capex totaled 4.47 billion, 480 million and 410 million respectively, reaching 66%, 59%, and 71% of the guidance respectively. And on the forecast, as shown on page 11, we have revised down our fourth quarter pre-tax loss guidance by 34% to 6.2 billion. Our core business estimate in the fourth quarter stays largely unchanged as indicated in the table above. The main revision of guidance is on the asset write-off, which will be 12.3 billion instead of previous guidance of 14.7 billion. The difference is a result of delays on the part of NCC in approving TransAsia Telecom, the network optimization project. So the write-off associated with this project will not take place in by end of this year. On the mobile front, mobile revenue expects to have a 2% year-on-year increase in fourth quarter this year. However, the selling expense increase is expected to more than offset the revenue growth and result in an EBITDA margin contraction. On the fixed line front, for the fourth quarter, the revenue will grow 7% year over year, and EBITDA margin to be increased to around 22%, a major improvement from 7% a year ago. And on the cable TV business, we expect to see its revenue to show a high single-digit year-over-year increase, while EBITDA and EBIT are expected to rise at 15% plus from a year ago levels. So let me turn over to Harvey for event updates.
So other than these positive performance numbers, I think that we have also bring you a few other good news. First of all, is that our profit, I think, for the year 2007, I think now is forecasted to be higher than the original guidance, I think, which means higher potential for higher dividends. And then secondly, I think that we also want to report that we have received approval from SFC on our capital reduction application. And the board today has set the record day on December 1st, 2007, and we estimated that the cash payment for the capital reduction date is going to be somewhere around February 20th in 2008. And then on the TFN integration that we have receive NCC approval on October 25th for TIT's cash merger with TFN. As of end of October, TIT right now owned 86.2% of TFN, up from 84.6% second quarter. On the M&A activities that we have reached an agreement with Hooray to acquire one of their subsidiaries, Hooray Times, at the price of no more than 5.3 billion of cash, so that we can enrich as well as accelerate our value-added services offerings. And then the other is we have made some progress in terms of our acquisition of TBN from PCCW. We have settled the first tranche of shares, which is 52.3% of TBN in early October. And then we expected that before the end of next month, in November timeframe, that we'll be able to settle the second tranche as well as some other smaller investors and reach our holdings to the level of 96%. The last thing you want to report is that we are very proud to report to our shareholders that during last quarter we have received a Happy Worker Award. We are considered one of the best employers in Taiwan by the Cheers magazine. And Watson quite joined me. And this is an annual competition thing, and we are very happy that we got that recognition. We have finally obtained the approval from SEC for the TFM merger, and kickoff time for the triple play is expected for the next quarter, which is first quarter 08. Business-wise, synergies from acquisition has gone well for Taiwan Mobile's growth ahead. On the finance front, lower than expected asset write-off this year will make room for distributable dividends to the shareholders. Again, we reiterate our commitment to enhance shareholder value, as always. And I'd be happy to take your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll now begin the question and answer section. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you would like to cancel the request, please press the star followed by the two. If you are using loudspeaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. The first question comes from Mr. Danny Chu. Please state your company name, followed by the question.
Hi. Congratulations on the results. This is Danny Chu from Lehman Brothers. I just got three quick questions. The first one is with regards to you mentioned that the previous 14.7 billion NT dollars asset write-off now will be 12.3 billion because of the delay by NCC in terms of approving a certain amount. So should we expect the difference of that amount will be recorded in 2008? Second question is, when you mentioned about the triple play will be kicked off in 2008, should we expect then you may offer bundling services and you may drop tariffs on certain of those services in order to gain market share at the expense of your competitors? And finally is, can you also comment on, in terms of overseas investments, given that now you invest in TTM, you also invest in Hooray, should we expect, I mean, going forward, Taiwan Mobile will be very aggressive in terms of expanding overseas? Thank you.
On your first question, yeah, I think that you should will see the difference that to be posted in 2008 in, on the asset write-off, which is
The amount will be smaller because there will be some depreciation expense charge this year.
So it won't be, say, if the amount is booked in 2008, it won't be like 14.7 minus 12.3, which is 4.4 billion.
Not exactly the same. It will be slightly smaller on the TAT project.
Okay.
And then on the triple play, yeah, I think that we expect that we are still going through organization realignment, and we expect that to get it done that before year end, and then I think that we will start to look at some of the bundle service offering, but not necessarily that we are going to drop price. I think that I will leave those decisions, I think, more to our marketing people, how they can best bundle in the package our product offering, and as long as they are appealing to the customers, there's no need, there's no point that we only do this at the price reduction scheme. As to the investment, first of all, let me clarify that TPN is not an overseas investment. TPN is a company that is based in Taiwan, but its major shareholder is PCCW. So that's not an overseas investment. And on the Hooray Times, and what we're talking about, roughly $5 million investment, but a lot of those amounts are really for purchases of the cash balance on her returns. So the net investment amount actually is only around 1 million US dollars. So I won't call that aggressive, but I think that if the business warrants us to make additional investment overseas, I think we will be doing so, but I think that the focus next year is more on triple play. It's more on how we can make ourselves that operate more like an integrated telecommunication as well as an entertainment service company, and then making investments overseas.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Anand Ramachandran. Please say your company name, followed by the question.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Anand Ramachandran from Citigroup. Thank you for the call. Three questions. First question, assuming you get up to 100% control of TFN, and I'd be interested if you think you can now get there given you have the approval. Question is there still an intention for TFN to forego dividends then, or is there something else you need to consider before that? Second question is on TFN's carried forward losses. You've indicated earlier that you're not sure whether you can utilize these for tax shelters next year. You're waiting for some approvals there. I'm wondering whether there's any update, and if so, what we should be expecting as maybe an effective tax rate for next year, given that you also have a write-off coming into place. Third question is on your guidance for mobile margins declining in the fourth quarter and quite sharply at that. Is this conservatism or is there any specific market strategy you plan to employ to increase share or whatever else? Thank you. You have approval, there shouldn't be any issues in your getting up to 100% in the short term.
But it hasn't happened yet. It will happen.
And on the other two questions?
We actually failed to understand your second question.
On
the third one, that let me answer the third one first. I think basically there's no basically it's just an estimate that there's no we don't expect any particularly event to have to cause a significant drop of the EBITDA margin.
Okay. Understood. So it's just an estimate that you have for now. My second question was on TFN's carried forward losses. You've indicated that these could potentially provide a tax shelter, and you were awaiting some clarity on the issue.
Anand?
Yes.
Yeah, the carry forward tax shelter, loss carry forward will not be benefiting us because these tax shelters will expire this year and we will have TIC merged with TFN.
So anyway, it's not going to materialize.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much again.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from Mr. Dominic Grant. Please state your company name, followed by the question.
Hi, this is Dominic from Macquarie. Thanks for the call. Congratulations on the results. Just two questions, kind of follow-ons, really. In view of your fourth quarter guidance on the EBITDA margin, I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about competition. Your new guidance actually has an expanded margin, but I do notice that both of the greenfield companies, Bebo and APT, seem to have been refinanced or in the process of refinancing. So if you could just give us a view on that. And my second question just relates to the launching triple play services. I wonder if you could talk about the impact on your CapEx and or OpEx.
To answer your second question first, we don't expect to see dramatic change in our CapEx even with the triple play. And on your first question of the guidance on the EBITDA front, basically we don't anticipate the competitive environment to change dramatically. I think we just make a very conservative estimate. And by the way, just for your information, the as I mentioned earlier, we do expect 2% growth in revenue in the fourth quarter.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ms. Eleanor Leung. Please state your company name, followed by the question.
Hi, this is Eleanor Leung from CLSA. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. The first question is that given you're revising up your full-year earnings, I remember that you gave some guidance on dividend previously. Will you revise that dividend guidance as well? My second question is follow-up on the dividend which is received by the TFN. Can you forgive the dividend or forfeit the dividend that received by TFN even though you hold 86% of the company, or you can only do that when your shareholding is go up to 100%?
Well, we cannot forego a dividend if you know, we're not 100% owned. I think by the time we get to 100%, which is still a problem, there's a process to go. And then I think we can consider that option.
So you will not consider that option before you go to 100% shareholding?
Yeah, because we don't want to be sued by the small shareholders.
Okay.
As far as the dividend guidance, I think we will change that, but we haven't had a chance to bring this up to the board for discussion yet. Certainly we see some room to increase our cash dividend for 2007 versus our guidance.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Next question is from Ms. Helen Chu. Please state your company name, followed by the question.
Hi, it's Helen Chu from Goldman Sachs. I have two questions. The first question is, could you refresh our memory in terms of your WiMAX related plans on this front? Is there any towards this. And the next question is another follow-up in terms of forfeiture of the dividend by the TFN shareholding. I was just wondering, once you get to 100%, firstly, do you have a time estimate for when that would happen? And secondly, once you get there, you mentioned to consider what are some of the issues that you're considering in each decision on whether to forego the dividend or not.
The issue in terms of considering the TFN, whether TFN will forego dividend, is basically on the balance sheet structure of TFN, whether TFN, because right now, due to the regulatory environment, I think TFN, the new TFN, will stay as an independent entity, although it's 100% owned, but still has its own balance sheet and has its own debt and liabilities. I think that if TFN can afford to fork out those dividends, I think we will, I think, strongly consider that. If TFN's balance sheet cannot support that, then we will have to think otherwise. But we haven't come to that point yet. As far as the WiMAX is concerned, that I think we have talked about this in the past, that WiMAX so far has not proven to be a successful business model to us. And so at this point, actually, we don't have any plan to do anything about using the WiMAX technology. But we will, I think, accelerate our deployment of the HSDPA, which I think will serve the comparable purpose in terms of providing faster speed on the data transmission. Very difficult to estimate what NCC will do. You've got to have a lot of patience.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. The next question is from Mr. Harry Chen. Please state your company name followed by the question.
Hi, this is Terry Chan from Credit Suisse. I have two questions. The first one is, do you have any updates on the sale of treasury shares? Are you still considering to sell to strategic investors? We'll be happy to see if you have an update on it. The second question is, could you remind us your full-year capital guidance here? Thank you.
I really don't have any updates for you in terms of how we're going to dispose the treasury shares. And actually, we don't have an answer whether we're going to sell any of those shares or not. So I guess it really doesn't hurt the shareholders if they stay as the treasury shares. And if that we're going to dispose them, certainly it must be a move that will bring you value. If they were bringing more value than the treasury shares on the board, I think they would do that. So I guess that's all I can say. As far as the full-year CAPEX number, what's that?
Full-year CAPEX number hasn't changed. It's still 6.8 billion, of which 5.2 billion is 3G related. I mean, that's for the mobile, and for the whole group, it's 8.2 billion.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Dominic Grant. Please state your company name, followed by the question.
Hi, this is Dominic from Macquarie again. Just a quick follow-up on the NCC. Could you just give us a quick view on your take of what's going to happen with the NCC? Are the commissioners stepping down at some point early next year? And do you know what's going to replace them? Thank you.
I think the term will come to an end early next year, which I think is before the Chinese New Year, the 2008. And then suppose there should be a new commission. But of course, giving the environment in the political environment in Taiwan, whether they'll be able to give birth to that, I think it will be a real challenge that we don't want to speculate on that.
Okay.
We just not very much we can do that.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Mr. Chang, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. Okay, I thank you all, I think, for attending this conference call, and we will see you on the next one, hopefully bring you more positive news, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Taiwan Mobile 2007 third quarter results conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.